Welcome to Richer Life Insights. Our goal is to help you drive more money, motivation, and meaning into your life. Today I'm having a conversation with Brendan Bouchard about how you can make a difference and a fortune sharing your advice. My goals for this conversation are for you to understand how you can take what you know, take your experience, and transition that into making an income. So Brendan is known as an expert at helping others become experts. He teaches emerging advice experts how to have more impact, influence, and income while spreading their message and building their business. He's the founder of Experts Academy, which we're going to talk about in a little bit, and also the brand new number one New York Times best-selling book, The Millionaire Messenger. Brendan, congratulations. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks so much. I'm honored to be here, Robert. This will be a blast.
Now, this book of yours, it came out of nowhere. I mean, it really, it came out of nowhere. I picked it up, and I'd followed you for many years prior to this book coming out, so I knew it was coming. And I ordered it, and I got to say, I loved it.
All right. That's great. Thank you so much.
It's really a fantastic book. So the premise is that we all within us have our own experience with life, and we all have something that we can share. And I know that a lot of my listeners have a story. They have something positive that they want to share with the world, and they would love nothing more than to be able to take what they know to help others and to make a living doing it. So my question is, can they do that?
Yeah, obviously you and I are great examples of that. You know, you've taken what you've known about business and life and you've turned it into a really great career of sharing tips and strategies to improve other people's lives, just like you're doing with this interview right now. You know, and this is just only one of the vehicles you use. You use writing and articles and columns, you know, calls, teleseminars. You're getting your message out there in any way that you can. And I think I'm a good case study for it, too. I was just a young kid who'd been through a car accident, and it taught me a lot about life. And it taught me that at the end of our lives, we're all going to ask three questions about how our life turned out. We're going to ask, did I live, and did I love, and did I matter? And man, that was powerful for me as a young guy. And I wanted to share that story with other people. I wanted to go out there and say, hey, everybody, just pay attention to how you're living your life, because at the end of your life, you want to know, did I live? And pay attention to your relationships, because you want to know how much you love, and pay attention to how meaningful a life you have and how much you contribute, because you'll ask, did I matter? And so I just had that message, and I wanted to share it with the world, but I had no idea how to do it. I mean, nobody at the time was really pulling together all the information to say, hey, here's how you share a message in a big way. And that's why we wrote The Millionaire Messenger, was to say, if you've got a message, if you've got a story or any advice you could share with other people to improve their lives or grow their businesses, then you do that through multiple vehicles of communication, through books or speeches, seminars, coaching programs, blogs, articles, videos, online, training programs, seminars. And now we just have to figure out, well, how do you do those things and how do you make money from it so you can have a real career serving people with what you know? And I've proven it, and my clients from Experts Academy have proven it. You're certainly a case study just like I am. And so I think it's possible for anybody.
And so now one of the things you say is that your most frequently asked question from people, and I'm going to ask, because I know a lot of my listeners are probably wondering the same thing, is, you know, how can I become an expert and who would listen to me? I mean, because I think that some people don't think that their story is unique. They don't think that their life has been all that special. Maybe they downplay it a bit. And so in the book, you offer these three sort of tenets, these three rules or these building blocks to the millionaire messenger. And so maybe you can talk about what those three building blocks are.
Yeah, you know, everybody can be an expert, and everybody already is an expert. It's just that we undervalue and devalue our life experience and our knowledge so much. Because what we find to be easy and simple and basic and straightforward is not for other people. And that's where the opportunity lies. You know, a sales guy who's been doing sales all his life and knows how to pick up the phone and do a cold call, he doesn't think anything about it because that's what he does and that's what he knows. But that new person who's coming into sales, who is wondering, shoot, you know, How do I do this cold call stuff? Because he's at the outset of his career and he's wondering how to do it right and do it well and get over his fears, he'll pay that experienced salesperson to teach him what he knows.
That's really a great insight, because it's almost like we become blinded by our own expertise. It becomes so much a part of who we are that like you said, we don't even really recognize it or even value it.
Yeah, we tie our shoes every day, but to, you know, a 1 or 2 or 3 year old, they're like, what? You know, they can't believe that we can pull off this thing. And most people don't even realize what they know. For example, you know, just casual things. A good friend of mine, she had both of her parents passed away of cancer, and she was a caregiver to them for several years. And she didn't understand the value of that experience, that there are millions of people around the world who have to care for their parents and care for their loved ones who have cancer, and they want to do it right. And they need her. They need her information about how to do it. They need her lessons learned. They need her inspiration. And you better believe they'll pay for that good information, just like they'll pay for good anything. You know, what we don't understand often is just the little simple experiences we've been through. I was through a car accident, but I wanted to take that and use it to inspire and instruct other people. And I really say that's the message of what experts do, is we inspire and instruct other people with what we know and what we've been through. But, you know, there's three ways that you preface them of really gaining expertise and displaying expertise and making money as a career as an expert or a millionaire messenger. And those three, real briefly, are very straightforward. The first type of expert is the researcher. And the researcher is someone who goes out and researches all the people who have done it, puts together a course or a program about what they did, about their best practices, about what they learned, and then charges money for that program. Now, that person may have never done it before, right? So the example I love to use is, you know, the real estate expert. I mean, would you pay someone for their real estate strategies and to learn from them in real estate if they never owned a house or they never bought a commercial property?
Prior to reading your book, I would have answered that, well, of course not, Brandon.
Yeah, that's what everyone says. But what if that person went out and they interviewed the top 20 billionaires in real estate in the world, and they really got into their heads and figured out their system that they use in their business and figured out their process, and they broke it down so that anybody could follow it, and it was paint by numbers, and it was a system that you and I could follow. Would you then listen to that person?
Well, then it completely makes sense.
Yeah. So the researcher, just like Napoleon Hill was for the motivational world, when he wrote his book, Learning from Dale Carnegie, he really found that, gosh, we could really talk about a new way to think and grow rich. And so he wrote that book, but he wasn't rich himself. He was interviewing other people. Just like when you read, Malcolm Gladwell, much of what Malcolm writes about, he didn't do. He researched it, and now he's reporting it. And so that's one type of expertise. The other type of expert is the results getter. You want to learn from people who've been there, done that, and actually accomplished it. So you buy the program from the guy who has sold real estate, has been in that genre. And then the third type of expert is the role model expert. And that role model expert is just someone who's just lived such a good life and accomplished things in their life that are relevant to you, who you admire, like, and trust, who you'll pay them for their information and advice just because they're knowledgeable. And this, you know, is at that transcendent level where, you know, like an Oprah. I mean, millions of people would pay Oprah millions of dollars for her diet advice. And yet, even in that area, she hasn't accomplished her goals, and she's very upfront about it, right? She's very like, I wish I could do better here. And yet, they'll listen to her because she's such a good role model. And, you know, when you become a role model, I know you get this all the time, Robert. People ask you questions about stuff you have no idea about. But because they see you as an expert in one realm, and because you're a good dude, people go, hey, Robert, what do you think about this? How do you do that?
No, I know. You're right. It's really strange, actually, that the types of requests that that I get, obviously that you get, completely off the wall, things that I know nothing about, but people seem to think I might know something about them.
It's bizarre. We got an email in yesterday. I shared with my team. It was pretty humorous about a woman who basically thought that my advice could help her training horses.
Okay.
And I'm no horse whisperer, you know. It's like, wow, okay. And it happens, you know. People see you as, when you're an expert and they see you online specifically, or, you know, in print or on blogs, they automatically assume that you know so many more things than you may know. And the truth is, most experts, they're good at one or two or three things, and they devalue those. But, man, I've never in my life not been able to sit down with someone for 10 minutes, discover what they're an expert in, and be able to teach them, hey, here's how you can monetize that expertise. And when I say monetize that expertise, I don't mean go to work for some, you know, bland corporation that's going to make you a robot. I mean, the day of the knowledge worker is dead. The knowledge worker is a long dead concept. In the new creative class, it's not about necessarily just what you know. It's about who you are, how you collaborate, and how you create. And in this economy, if you're able to create information that people value, and you're able to collaborate with others to promote that value, to promote what you got, it's a game changer. You can have your own career as what we call an entrepreneurial expert.
Yeah, so you just made a really important point that I think we need to repeat here. That you're, what you're trying to do here, what you are doing, is not to show people how to become an expert so they can maybe move up the corporate ladder or maybe get that next position, but what this is all about is becoming an expert at something and really owning your own business and owning your own life.
Absolutely. And it's way less intimidating than most people think about, because often they don't see role models at this. They don't think about who does this already. But when you think about an Oprah or a Wayne Dyer or Deepak Chopra or Tony Robbins or David Bach or Susie Orman or Daniel Amen or yourself and myself, what we do is we're making our career based on content of what we can teach other people to inspire them or instruct them on how to live better lives or grow their business. And the great thing about us is we have our own lives. We control our own fate. What I think is, if you've been through unique experiences in your life and they've taught you lessons about life or about business, then it's a calling for you to share that with others. It was a gift to you in the first place. Most of our knowledge and our experience in life, it was a gift. Sometimes we got that gift through tremendously trying circumstances. Sometimes we get that through very triumphant wins. But nonetheless, we've been through a journey, we've learned something, and I think that if we've been given that gift, then it's time to turn around and hand that gift to somebody who else is on the same path or trying to accomplish something similar. And while doing that, why not make sure that we do it for our own benefit in terms of a business? Why are you giving your knowledge away to some company for a couple hours or for 8 hours a day for, you know, pittance in pay, when you could actually turn that money into a very high fee consulting gig, or put that together in a 6-disc audio program and sell that for $297 and sell 1,000 of those a month? Why not do that? Why not actually monetize what you know for yourself, for your own business, so now you control your own fate versus handing it to some corporation?
Amen. Amen to that. Because my philosophy is that greed isn't good, that greed
Absolutely.
Is great. That not the kind of greed where you're taken from others and it's all about you and I just want to make money and I want to hoard it. Not that kind of greed. But the kind of greed where you identify what it is that you really need to share in life. That thing within you that inspires you, that you're passionate about, that you want to go out there and tell the world about. Be greedy about that. And, of course, make some money. Do what you can to make money so you can take care of yourself, your family, your friends, loved ones, and so you can have an impact on the world. That's the kind of greed that I think is fantastic and that not enough people have.
Yeah, I think what most people want, and if you think about it at a deep need and desire level in their careers, they really want four things. They want to make sure that they have an impact with what they're doing. You know, they want to see the fruits of their labor out in the world doing something. What better way to do that than teaching and mentoring other people? There's money in mentoring. And most people don't understand that because they're just not part of the new economy yet. The new economy is driven by content. The kings of the new economy are the content creators. We're paid higher than anybody else in the world for what we know. The second thing they want out of that impact is obviously income. They want to see the money. They, you know, show me the money is a true thing people think about from their efforts. But when they work for a corporation, often they don't get to see that. But entrepreneurs always get to see that direct bank account impact when they do something. And that's inspiring. That's exciting. The third thing I think they want is influence. They want influence in their own lives. They want influence in the community. They want influence in the greater world. What better way to have influence in the world than mentoring millions of people to live a better life or to run a better business? And then the last thing, Robert, I think people want is inspiration. They want to do something that inspires them on a daily basis. They want to wake up and know that all that impact, income, and influence they are getting isn't just because they went to a job someday, but because they did something that was part of a creative expression for them. And I've never in my life seen an industry that enables that better than what I call the expert industry. You know, the expert industry being, you know, some people call it the information marketing industry. Some people call it the guru industry. I just say it's a bunch of people. It's a community of people who have taken their knowledge and they're sharing it with the world. And in doing that, you get to create, you get to have influence, you get to have an income and an impact that's unmeasurable compared to what most quote-unquote jobs give you in this world. And I think that's why being part of this new economy where we can spread our message in such a viral, lucrative way through online marketing and through the web, that it's a very exciting time to be expert.
And I guarantee you, anyone who's reading this or listening to this is saying, yes, yes, this is exactly what I would love to do. And but some of them may be thinking, well, okay, I want to do it, but again, what could I be an expert in? Do you have any kind of tips for or questions someone might ask themselves if they're sort of struggling with this idea of sort of my story and my expertise? Do you have anything that maybe they could help them draw out what they could be an expert in?
Yeah, one of the easiest ways I've found, especially in working with a lot of boomers come to Experts Academy, baby boomer generation, is the majority of our audience who a lot of them are looking for a second career or a new beginning, or they're looking for just a more meaningful type of work. And what we found over and over and over to get people rooted in this idea is just a simple question. What do you do now? And then who else wants to do that you could teach? So for example, Robert, you're a very successful guy at what you do, especially in, let's say, you know, being a columnist for CBS Money Watch. Okay? Think about this. How many other people in the world would love to be a columnist for a major media outlet?
Right, right. No, I'm sure. Many.
Every kid in journalism in the world would love to learn how to do that. But that's something you just do. That's what you do. And I would say, dude, let's start there. Let's package what you know about being a successful columnist from how do you get with major media, to how do you write great columns, to how do you stay with it, to how do you create, you know, user feedback and get the community really engaged with your articles, to how do you get these experts on the phone in the first place, Robert?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Those things that you just do, you put that together in a DVD program, let's say for $97 to teach people how to do that. Well, if you sell 100 of those a month, that's $9,700 of income a month, just teaching what you already do and know to people who want to learn how to do the same.
No, that's a great strategy, is to figure out what it is that you're currently doing. And that, again, I think for a lot of people, they think, oh, well, you know, it's no big deal. It's easy. I just do it. You know,
right.
You don't even think about it.
I recently did a public television show called Experts Academy with Brendon Burchard, and it was just me talking about the expert stuff. And I was in the green room, and this woman came in. She was the makeup artist, and she came in and she started putting makeup on and doing the whole thing. And she said, "Well, you're going to need a lot of help." And I said, "No." We're worried we're going to run late for the show, but so she's putting on all the makeup. And I said, "This is pretty cool." I said, "How did you learn to do this?" And she says, "Oh, well, you know, I just used to do my makeup, and I did my friend's makeup, and then, you know, I started doing some makeup at some weddings, and I did some makeup somewhere else, and then I just started putting myself out there." And I said, "That's interesting." So you're a makeup artist. I said, yeah. I said, do you know anyone else who's ever asked you, hey, how do you do that? And she says, yeah, you know, I get a lot of people who ask me how I do that. I go, great. Well, you are now a makeup artist expert. I want you to put together an audio program or a DVD program or a book or an ebook or a seminar or an online course on how do you have a successful career as a makeup artist. If you charge, let's say, $97 a month for continuing education every single month on this topic, and you get 100 people in there, you have $9,700 coming in every single month teaching people what you already know how to do. And she was just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know? She couldn't believe it. And she said, you think people would pay for that? I said, would you have paid for it when you started your career?
Good question. Yeah. Now, what would you say to someone who is doing something? Maybe they have a 9-to-5 job, some sort of a corporate job. They don't like it. So what do you tell them? Because what they're currently doing is not what they want to be doing.
Absolutely, yeah. I think there's a couple of ways to think through how do you find your expertise. The first is, well, what are you already doing? But then we got to move on to really find out what your life's purpose is here. And we've got to talk about, well, what is it? What are the topics and the audiences that, three things, that one, you are passionate about, that two, you want to learn about, and three, you'd like to serve. So what audiences and topics are you passionate about? You just find yourself naturally, you're already reading those topics. I met a guy the other day. He had, I think 50 or 60 leadership books on his shelf. And I was talking to him, and he owns a local bakery. That's his job is currently, he owns a bakery. And I said, but you got all these leadership books here. He said, oh God, I love the topics of leadership and communication and figure out how to motivate the troops and stuff. He says, my favorite thing at job is motivating my team and building a really good team. And I said, well, you seem really passionate about this leadership thing, and you've read all these books and you've led people before. Do you think you could be kind of like a leadership expert? Is that a topic you'd be interested in learning that you're passionate about? Do you want to learn more about it, and would you like to teach it? And he thought, oh my God, yeah, I would. And I mean, within literally 6 weeks of that conversation, now he's already put himself out there as a leadership consultant and is working here at a local level with small businesses. And he told me he got his first client who's paying him $5,000 a month for 6 months to put together a leadership training for this local business that has like 150 employees.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I mean, you got to sell a whole lot of muffins for $5,000.
That's right.
And he's doing something that he's really passionate about.
Yeah, and it literally, Robert, it was maybe a 5-minute conversation with the guy. It wasn't some big thing, but we completely changed the course of his life and what he's doing, because we made him realize, why don't you monetize what you're passionate about and you already learn about? And then we also got to that point. Who would you like to serve? And he's like, well, I'd like to serve small business owners because that's who I was. And I said, great. But, you know, I have other people who've left corporate America because they hated their job and they discovered that they wanted to they wanted to serve children. They wanted to serve kids. They wanted to teach kids about values. So we have someone who worked at, you know, a major financial company who decided that just wasn't their passion anymore. They wanted to inspire the next generation of leaders. So they left their work and now tours the country speaking at schools and colleges about, how youth can live a life based on values. And so it can be completely unrelated to what you're doing right now if you just follow the path of what are you passionate about, what would you like to learn and teach, and who would you like to serve? And if you're introspective enough, you'll find those things. And, you know, one thing I definitely want to emphasize too, Robert, is I've got, as much as we're talking about being an expert in entrepreneurialism, I've got no, bias or thing against having a traditional 9-to-5 job or, you know, working for corporate America, as much as we tease about it. I lived that life myself. And I just at some point decided that I wanted more financial freedom for myself. And I wanted the ability to control my lifestyle a little bit more. And I really wanted to know that what I have learned in my life has been shared in a broader way than just the confines of my cubicle.
You know, I think that's an important message that, especially starting out, you keep your day job. Don't just quit it automatically. My second book, The Other 8 Hours, is all about, we sleep a certain amount, we work a certain amount, And then we have this free time. And, you know, spend some time in that free time building up your sort of your expert, your millionaire message. And then once you get to the point where you're becoming quite successful, then you can go ahead and quit if you really want to.
That's right. And that's what I did. I worked for the world's largest consulting company for 6 or 7 years, I believe it was. And I loved it, and it was a great experience. And it taught me a lot about business and life. And at the same time, on the side, I had written a book called The Student Leadership Guide. And that started taking off, and schools and colleges started asking me to come and speak to them. And I realized that that could be a career, because I would go and I would speak to the youth on a weekend. I'd come back on Monday, and everyone was like, wow, you got all this energy and passion and excitement. Where'd this come from? And I'd be like, well, you know, I just spoke to this college. I really loved it. And then I started earning just as much income speaking on the side as I was in my high-paying consulting job. And I thought, you know what? I could do this. And then from there, once you get that I could do this thing, it comes down to, do you believe you can do it and make an income? And do you believe you can do it and make an impact? And do you believe you can do it and have the influence and inspiration on a daily basis that you truly want? And obviously, that's what we teach in Experts Academy and with the Millionaire Messenger. That's the gist, is it's possible. We've helped literally hundreds of thousands of people now through our videos online or through our in-depth training courses or now through the Millionaire Messenger, that people are starting to get, yeah, we can do this.
And so now let's talk about the process, because in the book, The Millionaire Messenger, you go through it pretty specifically as far as, all right, do this, then do that, and here are some great questions. You call them expert signposts, I believe.
Yeah.
And very, very good questions if someone is sort of at home and just not really sure the direction they want to go. By answering these questions, they can really kind of figure out what makes them tick and also what they should start doing more of. And so you provide about almost 10 steps or so about how to really become this millionaire messenger. And the first one, I think, is obviously critical. It's picking a topic. And not picking several topics, but picking one. Picking one topic, and you say, pick it, learn it, master it, share it, and become known for it. Before you even think about selecting that second one, choose one and really master it. And so how do you narrow it down to just that one? Do you go after the one with the biggest market, the one with no competitors? What would you suggest there?
Yeah, it's very different than what most people imagine, because most people imagine, you know, especially if you had any, you know, the corporate experiences, oh, right, do your market analysis and make sure that you are knowing what the competition is doing, all that. That comes later. Because the great thing about being an expert and sharing advice is there is no competition at all, literally not a bit. Most experts actually collaborate with each other, just like you and I are collaborating right now to share, you know, what we know with your audience. And the great piece about this industry is everybody has a unique voice. Everybody has a unique set of experiences. So you never have to worry about, well, is there money in teaching this? If you ever said, you know, if anyone ever says, well, is there money in teaching this? I don't care what they tell me the topic is afterwards, the answer is yes. Hmm. Is there money in teaching people how to, you know, ride horses? Yes. You know? Is there money in teaching people how to, you know, do real estate? Yes. Is there money in teaching kids how to live a better life? Yes. There's money out there everywhere. And no other time in history has there been so much for experts, because the world is in turmoil and they're looking for direction. They're looking for new strategies. They're looking for that next step, and by providing that, we get access to that capital. So it's the most lucrative and exciting time ever to be doing this. So I don't really start with, is there a market? Because the answer is yes. What I like to start with is those three things again. What are you passionate about? What do you want to learn about and teach? And who do you want to serve? And for whatever comes up, whatever rises to the top of that, one easy way to help, you know, if you write down and you scribble five topics that you've mastered, you might say, well, gosh, I'm really good at leadership and I'm really good at communication and, gosh, I'm good at teamwork and I'm good at sales and gosh, I'm getting better at this, you know, Facebook thing. I could teach people how to do the Facebook thing. And you might have all these different things. which is the one you want to be known for and which is the one you want to be teaching 5 years from now? Because the thing about being an expert is once you put stuff out there on that content, especially these days online, it's out there. I still get asked about stuff I was teaching in a video 7 years ago. You know?
Right.
So what is it that you want to share about? You know, and that's really important to pick that topic well. I have a client who had been coached by a bunch of marketing consultants and, you know, these marketing gurus who told her that her expertise based on her life story should be speaking on suicide because her sister, when they were young, had committed suicide. And so here she was traveling the country as an expert about suicide prevention, especially teen suicide prevention. And Robert, she hated her life because every day she had to share the story of her sister, you know, committing suicide.
Right, right.
And she was successful. She was making lots of money. She was literally saving tens of thousands of kids' lives. It was meaningful work, and it was miserable. And so when she came to me for consulting, and I talked to her maybe about 30 minutes, and I said, I think you picked the wrong topic. And what we really discovered over dialogue was she actually just wanted to teach women in general to find their voice and to live a powerful, strong, happy life. And it wasn't about suicide at all.
Yeah, no, that I could see waking up in the morning with that kind of mission to teach women to be powerful and strong is so much more inspiring than waking up and talking about suicide.
Yeah, and you could do them both at the same time. I mean, one of the ways to talk about suicide is to teach people to be powerful and strong.
Absolutely.
At the same time, the wrap, the frame that was surrounding her was the topic of suicide, and it was making her miserable. So it's very important to pick a topic that you say, I want to be talking about this on a daily basis. Because remember that one question I said we all search for in our business and our life is, you know, is this inspiring me? And if it's not inspiring you, it's just the wrong topic.
Now, I'm wondering how much overlap there is between picking your topic and branding it. Because, you know, I've talked to a lot of branding experts, and they say, well, you don't want to brand or narrow yourself in such a small market, nor do you want it to be such a wide market. Is the same thing to be said with the area that you choose to become an expert in?
I typically tell people to run away from anyone who says they're a brand consultant, and run away fast and run away now.
All right, now tell me why.
Because there's a problem. People actually think there are brands, and there are not brands anymore. There used to be brands.
Well, yeah, what about the brand called you? What happened to that?
You know what? That evolves. And let me give you an example from the expert space, but then I'll give you an example of the corporate space because I know I'll get some bad emails on this whole thing because I know a lot of brand consultants, they hate this argument, but they also know that it's true. That, you know, in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, there were brands and there were enduring brands and people had brand choice and they stuck with brands. People no longer stick with brands. If people stuck with brands, then the mom and pop stores that proliferated and were all across America throughout our entire nation's history would all still be strong and thriving. But they were wiped out by Walmart. They were wiped out by other corporations. Why? Because, my God, they had the most, these were people who owned these stores, who people knew, they liked, they trusted. They were members of our community and our neighborhood, but they're no longer around. And so they had everything going for them in the brand. People knew them in the neighborhood. They had everything going for them, but they got outvalued, they got outsourced, they got outdelivered. And this day and age, we know from almost every brand study anyway, that consumers' choice is much more driven by value. And that someone will not only leave someone for price, they'll leave for someone for a better deal overall. And that's a very important thing for us to know. Very important. The very few categories outside of beverage, Coca-Cola versus Pepsi, have a real true brand choice. You know, everyone thought, well, gosh, you know, branding, of course everyone's going to go with the PC and Microsoft. Oops.
Right. Does the same thing hold true for individuals? Now, aren't you a brand? Isn't Tony Robbins a brand? Isn't Susie Orman a brand?
No. And it's so weird to say that because ultimately, what is a brand? A brand is a set of, symbols and artifacts out there that tell us what something is and tells us what to expect from it and tells us what value it would deliver. But here's the thing. Human beings, especially over the course of their career, change. Who Rudy Giuliani is today is very different than he was in 1980. Who Tony Robbins is today is very different than he was 30 years ago. And with that, experts need to understand is that often we're not building the brand of you, of, Robert or Brendan. We're building services or content that becomes a brand. Let me give you an example. I'll take mine and then yours. I am a quote unquote expert in multiple areas, right? The brand of Brendan isn't just about the Millionaire Messenger. Matter of fact, I have $5 million businesses and brands that I've built personally, though I don't call them brands. I'm using that just for this,
sure,
for this conversation, for this context. So as an example, High Performance Academy is a program that I teach on personal growth and effectiveness. It's about how to master your psychology, physiology, productivity, and persuasion. Well, High Performance Academy is a very kind of motivational brand, right? But then I've got Experts Academy, which is really about money and message, about how to get your message out there and earn money for it through multiple vehicles. That's Experts Academy. But then I got this thing over here called Partnership Seminar that I teach this whole concept and this whole topic about how do you partner with nonprofits and corporations to get your message out there. And then I'm out on the road for Fortune 500 companies speaking just solely on the topic of leadership. In other words, after some time in the expert space, you broaden your topics out. And now you do lots of things. And you just need to learn how to package those things as quote-unquote brands. So High Performance Academy, Experts Academy, Partnership Seminar, Empire Group, Millionaire Marketing Formulas, Total Product Blueprint. These are all million-dollar programs that I've built that people don't even know I'm behind them other than, maybe in the videos. But those are things out there living on their own. So I guess my argument there is that brands do more things than we actually think they do. My favorite example I like to say is, hey, Robert, do you know the brand of Disney? And
yeah.
You go, well, sure. And I say, do you know the brand of GE, General Electric?
Less so.
Okay. And here's what I say. Tell me, have you heard of those brands?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me, Robert, what do those brands do?
Disney entertains and GE brings good things to life.
Right. And just like everybody else. No one has a... Like,
right. GE does so many different things. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. GE has over 100 different business units that make well over $100 million.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know if those numbers are exactly accurate, but
they probably are.
Yeah, you get the point, right? They've got all these, they've got hundreds of business units. Disney has hundreds of businesses and brands beneath it. So this idea that a brand is one thing just doesn't make sense. Even Coca-Cola, you'd be shocked to discover how many different beverages or categories that they play in. So this idea that a brand is one thing has just died.
Okay, that's good. That's good. I like some counter arguments. That's great. I appreciate that. So once you've picked your topic, because you lead with what inspires you, you lead with who you want to serve, and then once you've identified this audience, the people that you want to teach and to inspire and to impact their life, then you do sort of this profiling exercise where you sort of get into their head and discover what are their problems. Can you kind of talk a little bit about what that process is and why do we even care?
Yeah, I think the reason that we care is that our job as experts is to solve people's problems, to inspire and instruct them to improve their lives and grow their businesses. So, we're inspirations of change and growth. And to help someone change or grow, we better know, before we teach them how to get there, we better know where they're at. And the only way to build a real expert empire is to understand the hearts, minds, and souls of the people you're trying to serve, to know where they're at, to know where they're trying to go, and then provide them content and information that helps them get there. And in doing that process, we get in their heads, and we also understand what it's going to take to market to them. You know, one of the reasons you understand and do a deep dive into discovering your audience's problems is so that not only do you know what to create for them, but you know how to market to them. In that process, everything that you learn about them now not only informs the content you create for them, it also informs how you're going to market to them, which is a huge thing. So we have in the Millionaire Messenger, we have this thing called the customer insight formula. You know, it's like four questions that I ask everybody at networking events, but I also ask all my customers before I create something for them. Just a big picture of, you know, what are they trying to do this year and what they think it would take to double their business or their happiness this year. You know, we ask them what frustrates them most about their business or their life right now, and we ask them what have they already tried to do to improve their situation and what worked and what didn't work. And by asking those questions, we have so much knowledge about them now. We know what their goals are. We know what they think in their mind it would take to increase their business. We know what is frustrating them in this process. We know what they've tried and not tried, so we know what to deliver to them and not deliver to them. And it really teaches us a lot about our customers. And I think the better we know our customers, the better we're going to be able to serve them.
And so I think the mistake a lot of people make is they create something and then they go out and they try to find the handful of people that it would benefit from. Whereas you, in what you just said, you go out and you start asking these questions. You do all of this market sort of profiling research, and then that tells you, based on your expertise, which product is going to be the most relevant, which product is going to have the most impact, and then you go out and create it. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's creating solutions for people, not creating people for solutions. You know?
Yeah.
We are not able to do that. You can't go create people, right? But we can't create solutions for people. And so it's like Experts Academy is the greatest story in my personal business for that. I mean, I never knew in a million years I would be teaching Experts Academy. And it's just that program is a deep dive training for authors, speakers, coaches, seminar leaders, online marketers, people who want to do what we're talking about right now. I never knew I'd be doing this. I never knew I'd write the Millionaire Messenger. It wasn't something I sat down and just did. It was, what happened was I was out there speaking and teaching and training, and I had a couple other very successful seminars that I was doing, and I noticed that a bunch of people were asking me, hey man, how'd you, you know, you got all these hundreds of people in the seminar room who paid a lot of money. How'd you do that? Or, hey man, I know you've written this book. How did you do that? How'd you find an agent? And how did you get the publisher for that? How do you promote the book? And people would say, I know you're doing this life coaching, this business coaching. Well, how does one go about doing that? And Robert, enough people were asking me how I was doing it. I was like, wow, there's a need here. All right, I'll put a solution together. So I created Experts Academy, the event. Our first seminar we did in California, we had 28 people in the room. They paid, I think it was $1,000 to be there, if I remember right. And it was like, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Here we had, you know, 28 people in a room. I couldn't believe it. Well, we just did our last one. We had 800 people from 47 countries paying $2,000 to be there.
Wow.
I had no idea that would become a multi-million dollar brand. I was just solving people's problems and listening to what they were asking me.
That's amazing.
It was incredible. You know, incredible. I remember. And here's how exciting this is of what I'm talking about. Most of the people listening to this audio or reading what you're writing about, what we're doing here, they've never heard of me before. But that's the great thing, is that overnight now, with great online marketing skills, which we teach at Experts Academy too, you, bam, out of nowhere, you're a number one New York Times bestseller, which is my case. You're a great thing I did, Robert, you would love. So we had these 800 people from 47 countries in this room. And I stood on stage the very first day and was telling them how exciting this was. as a career opportunity, because you can launch yourself in such a dramatic and huge way these days online. So I said, could you please, and I asked the audience to be honest, and I said, if you had never heard of me, you'd never heard of me just 6 months ago, would you please stand up? And as you remember, we had 800 people in the room. About 90% of that audience stood up.
In just 6 months.
They'd never heard of me, and yet, look at that. That's what, 600-some people who'd paid $2,000 to be in a room who never heard of me 6 months ago. That's why I say you don't need to be a long-standing brand to be successful these days. You need to be a solution. Don't be a brand. Be a solution.
You know what? I think that's your next book.
Yeah, that's right.
I like that.
You know, it's like no one knew who Brendon Burchard was. No one knew what Experts Academy was. They had a problem. They were trying to get their message out there. They were trying to be highly paid authors, speakers, coaches, seminar leaders, online marketers. So they searched for that on the internet, and they found me, and they signed up for my course. They gave me money. I earn an income from it. They showed up. I changed their lives and taught them how to do it. That's the new economy.
And another step in the process is what you're talking about right now, and that is create the solution. Create the solution. And what kinds of products or kinds of things could someone create? I mean, you talk about these profit pillars, and I think they're hugely important because it sort of bookends the possibilities. I'm sure maybe there are others out there, but these six are really key because, I mean, I've been doing this for some time and just seeing these six on paper was like, oh yeah, I get it. That makes sense. And so maybe you can talk about what these six are and maybe who they're best for.
Yeah, and you know, the best way I found to explain them is to even broaden outside the six is to explain how people learn, you know. Because if you package information to get it out there, you can make money. The six things that you're referencing is you can make money by writing it. So you can do books and ebooks because people want to read, right? They want to read it. So books, ebooks, newsletters, articles, blogs, membership sites with content in it. You can go out and you can, you know, speak it. So as you speak it, that's because they want to hear it. So you can create, you know, audio CDs, audio MP3s, conference call series, what we call teleseminars. You can do one-on-one coaching calls because they just want to hear your voice. You know, another way that they want to access your information as consumers is they want to watch your information. So in that way, you can do DVD home study courses, online videos, which is what I've become known for, webinars, mobile video apps, you know, all these ways that you can deliver DVDs and visual content, visual information through video. You know, another way they want to, your fans or your consumers might want to learn from you is they want to experience you. So as they experience you, they might want to have, you know, a live interaction with you where they come to your seminar or your workshop or your adventure retreat together. And then finally, you know, people want to master your information. And when they want to master your information, they want a higher degree of access or, you know, just insight with you. So they're going to want, you know, coaching programs or a mastermind program or some type of like mentorship program from you. And all of those writing, you know, I would say that the roles that you play in these: author, speaker, coach, seminar leader, consultant, and online marketer. Those are the six pillars you're referencing. And those are the different modalities in which we can deliver things, right? Authors do writing, speakers speech things, seminar leaders do live events and experiences, coaches do one-on-one coaching or group coaching, consultants work with small businesses or consult over a long time, online marketers put their audio, video, and text up online for sale. So all of this is possible, and all of those are the vehicles in which we make money.
And when you're thinking about creating a solution, should you choose just one to start out with, or should you do several at once?
You know, I like to have people start out with one. You know, entrepreneurs are an easily overwhelmed group. And when they are overwhelmed, they don't do anything. You know, I love that old saying. It's like, I can't remember who said it, but they said that, you know, entrepreneurs are really great with a deadline. And the fact is, no, entrepreneurs just don't do anything without a deadline. You know?
Right.
It's like, it's not that we operate well under pressure, it's that we don't operate unless there's pressure. You know? And so I think what I like to do is start people small. Say, okay, let's get together, let's figure out what you know, let's break it into six different subtopics, and let's do a 1 hour interview on each topic. And those 1 hour interviews over six things, that becomes a six disc audio training program. Now you package that up as six discs that people put in their car as they're driving around, or six MP3s they upload to their iPod or whatever, and they pay you money for those. Well, gosh, let's say that you put together a great program and on motivation, and you're going to sell that thing, or it's a great program. Let's say you put together, gosh, just seven audio discs of you talking about life. And you're going to sell that for $197. Well, what would happen if you moved millions of those? Welcome to Tony Robbins' life.
Mm-hmm.
He created the Get the Edge program. Before that was Personal Power, which I think is one of the greatest audio programs in our industry's history. And so you've got this guy who's selling tens of thousands of units of seven CDs of him just talking about life. Now, he's incredibly insightful and inspiring. And many people know, I mean, Tony and I are great friends. Tony's spoken at my Experts Academy. I've spoken on multiple of his platforms. We're great friends, and he's a huge mentor, and just, I love the guy, like a brother and like a father. He's just a remarkable, remarkable person. But what he has done, while no one can be Tony Robbins, everyone can learn to have a business like Tony Robbins. And that business is the expert business.
And so let's say you've created these six CDs, and let's go back to maybe that makeup artist who says, like, yeah, this is great. So maybe she does six DVDs. And so she's got them. She's looking at them. They're great. They're packaged beautifully. Now what does she do with them?
Great. And by the way, the packaging thing, real quick on that, because that's often a huge stumbling block, Robert, for people. I can't believe it. They're like, oh, it sounds so hard. I go, do you have a phone? Do you have a, you know, you can go down to your local Radio Shack, buy a $17 microphone, plug it into your computer, download free audio software, record yourself talking for 7 hours about life, and those seven things become your seven audio discs. Because you get the seven MP3s, you email the MP3s to a fulfillment provider like disc.com, and they send you a template. You send that template to a designer who you found off elance.com. You pay the designer $100 to design the packaging. You mail that those files back to the fulfillment provider. So now they've got the MP3s and the design of it, and it sits there, and it doesn't. You don't even need to print a bunch of them anymore.
Ooh, good point. Good point. So you don't have to shell out $10,000 and have a bunch of inventory in your garage.
You don't need to send out a dollar because of the new technology of print on demand. That six disc audio program, or that seven disc audio program in this case, it doesn't even exist till someone hits order button or add to cart on your website. So they click add to cart on your website. That order, boom, instantaneously back ends, goes to the fulfillment provider, which takes about, three clicks to set up these days. And suddenly that thing is printed out. It's, put together, picked, packed, and shipped by the fulfillment provider. They send it out. You never see it. You're not part of the process. You don't have bunches of boxes of crap in your garage. You know, print on demand technology changed everything. And that's the one reason I say the Millionaire Messenger, I could have never written this book before. You know, it's now that I can write this book, because now print on demand and website automation and taking money online is so simple. It's any person who knows how to click a mouse button can have a business up online in literally hours. It's changed the game. So what would that person do, you ask, with the makeup artist? Her job now is that she's built this thing is to put up a website if she hasn't already. You know, my preference is she's already put up the website and been creating community and getting to know people and posting blogs and putting videos up just to build a fan base. But if she hasn't done that, regardless, in the end what she needs is a website. And the websites in our industry are very simple. They got to do three very simple things. The first thing they have to do is add value. People go to the website. They get valuable information from us for free. And they're like, wow, this Robert guy's great. I mean, these blogs, I'm finding, I find a lot of value from Robert's blogs and his MP3s and his recordings. And this guy's awesome. He's adding value. The second thing it's got to do is capture leads. So it's got to capture right on that homepage their first name and their email, or at least, my gosh, their email. And the way that you capture that is you say, hey, thanks for coming to my site. I would love to give you some additional free bonus training. Just go ahead and enter your name and email right here, and I'll send you this 3-part video training series that will teach you X, Y, and Z. And so what happens is that person goes to your site, they get value from you, they trust you now, they opt in, they enter their name and email, and now you can market to them and deliver value to them for the rest of their lives until they subscribe or unsubscribe, right? And so you've got that contact information. And the third thing is, your website must do is sell. You've got to have a sequence of events that happens for someone to buy your stuff. So let's say they opted in, they entered their name and email on your homepage. Well, then you should deliver what you promised. And then a week later, 10 days later, you start them into a new sequence where you add some value, teach them some stuff. And then you say, hey, if you like that stuff I'm teaching you here, I've got this other program over here that goes really in depth on this. It costs $97. Go ahead and click this button to order.
And it seems really very, especially this print on demand. I mean, think what Tony Robbins had to go through when he packaged his 7 CDs. Today,
yeah, I know.
At $100, you've got 7 CDs, you've got a website that's up, and you can start making some money. Now,
yeah,
let's say your website has these three things. How do you get people there, though? Can you talk, and I know we're kind of running out of time, but can you talk about the promotion and the cross-promotion and what that looks like?
Yeah, and this is one of the most popular topics in the Millionaire Messenger or even at Experts Academy. It's unbelievable. Because once you have those things up, how do you drive the traffic, right? How do you do that? Well, you do that through things like we're doing right now, through traditional media sometimes. You do interviews. You contribute to other people's websites, articles, and programs, and by contributing, you get the community. Just like some people are going to listen to this, what you and I are doing, they're like, man, this is some good stuff. I'm going to go to this, themillionairemessenger.com, or I'm going to go to this expertsacademy.com and check out what this Brendon Burchard dude's all about, right? And so just by sharing your voice, you're going to pull people in. So do lots of interviews. Put your information out there on blogs, so that Google starts finding you and your topic. Because people search for things on Google, then they see the links and they click. And that's still the best way. And by putting lots of content out there, that's how you start to own Google, especially today with video. Post training videos, teaching videos up on YouTube. People will see that. They're like, hey, this is awesome. They click that link. They come over to your website. So social media is a really great way to drive traffic, whether it's your blog posting, YouTube, Facebook, all those are going to start creating the general community around your topic where people come and find you. And then the best strategic way to do it is to get promotional partnerships, to find ladies and gentlemen in your industry who are also teaching an audience that you want to teach, and reaching out to them and saying, hey, let's do a call together. Hey, I've got this free webinar I offer to my people. I think your people would like it. Would you like to send it out to them? And sure, okay. So they send it out and you work with them. They're going to send out an invitation to your webinar. People sign up for your webinar, which means you just captured their names and emails. And then from there, what you do is at the end of the webinar, you offer something for sale and you split that sale with that person who referred that person. It's called affiliate marketing. So you get other gurus and other people in your industry to promote what you're doing specifically. They take a cut. You get a new customer. It's great.
That makes sense. And what if I'm listening and I'm going, yes, this is awesome. I'm just a nobody, though. I've got my 6 CDs, and these gurus, these experts don't know me. Are they really going to want to come on and partner with me?
Yeah, and that's the greatest thing about what our industry is about. Our industry is completely based on collaboration. And because people collaborate with people who have content that can serve their subscribers. Just like you. You don't need to fill dead airspace. I mean, you could easily yourself individually just do an audio right now and throw it up on your website. but you seek out other experts to add more perspective and value to your own customer base.
Absolutely.
Right? And so that's what runs this industry. And so the truth of the matter is I've never met an expert or a millionaire messenger who isn't trying to spread their message in a broader way, and they'll take any help they can get to do that.
Wow. You know, I wish we had another hour because I have literally probably another 40 questions. But unfortunately, your time is valuable. Mine is valuable. Whoever's listening, I just check out. There's a couple of websites you should go to because there's just so much more information there. Go to millionairemessenger.com. That's with regard to the book. Definitely check out Experts Academy. Sign up for the free material there. You produce some of the greatest, and I'm sure this is not the first time you've heard this, but you produce some of the greatest videos out there. Really, really well done. And it's not just glossy, look good kind of stuff, but you actually provide solid content. People can watch it and actually learn something from it. And
Thank you.
Real huge kudos to you there. And again, thank you so much for coming on. Really, really loved having you.
Hey, my pleasure, man. Thanks for all you're doing out there. You're helping a lot of people, not only with this recording, but all the other work you're doing. So thanks for what you do.
Thanks, Brendan.
Thanks, Robert. Bye.